أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسألونك ماذا ينفقون قل ما أنفقت من خير فللوالدين والأقربين واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل وما تفعلوا من خير فإن الله به عليم. From the second quarter of سيقول the ayat laysal bir, ayatul bir, that all the good actions, what they are, Allah Ta'ala referred to them briefly, and they are being explained now in detail. In this ayat, after explaining all various other aspects of deen, now nafal charity is being discussed. That if a person wants to spend money in the path of Allah, what is farad zakat, that is not discussed in this ayat, neither the wajib of making like qurbani, sadaqatul fitr, etc. But the nafal about that, the sahaba asked Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yasalunaka maadha yunfiqun, tujhse poochte hai ke kya cheez kharach kare. They ask you that how much must we spend? What should we spend in the path of Allah? Nafal charity that we want to give. So Allah Ta'ala says, O Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, tell them that the amount, that is not in question. Where you should spend it, that is. In zakat, the amount is the question. That 2.5% is farad. All the other wajib also that we have to spend is fixed. But nafal charity, the amount is not fixed. Spend as much as you want to, or even just a little, but spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala. The question that should be asked is, where should we spend this? Where is the best to give our nafal charity? Our charity that we want to do, nafal extra, where should we spend that? So Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ مَا أَنفَقْتُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ كَيْتُوْا كَيْ جُوْ كُجْتُمْ خَرَجْ كَرُوْ مَعَالْ. Whatever you want to spend of your wealth, it is good for you, whether you spend a huge amount or a small amount. The amount is not in question here. What is in question? Where you should spend it. So the first source, the best source, the Quran Sharif tells us that you want to spend your money, فَلِلْ وَالِدَيْنِ. So ma'abaab ke liye, spend it on your parents. Spend on your parents, make them very comfortable. Even if they have enough and you spend more on them and you make them comfortable, you give them some hadiah, a gift also. Even though they have got enough, just to make them happy, that is the best place to spend. And if the parents are in need, then of course, moreover, that is the best place to spend the money. The money, the Quran says, the first recipients of your nafal charity must be your parents. After that, will aqrabin or qarabat waloke, your family people. And in this you will get double reward for charity also and for sila rahmi, keeping up family ties. Many of us, we give nafal lot to outside people and we overlook our own family. Even if they are not in need, nafal charity can be given even to a person who is not in need. So to spend on one's family people, first and foremost our parents and then the family people. Wal yatama or yatimoke, and after that the orphans. Those whom Allah Ta'ala has taken away, the father, and that person, if that little boy or girl is not yet baligh, that is called an orphan. When the father has passed away, if the mother has passed away, the child is not called an orphan. Or if the child is baligh already, then that child also is not called an orphan according to Sharia. But the father has passed away, the child is still under age. So now the child has got nobody really to look after it. The father was the main source to protect and look after the child. The mother is there directly, but she has the capacity of spending and seeing to the needs of the child. As far as money is concerned, that is the father's duty. Now Allah has taken the father away, the child has become an orphan. So the father is not there, so consider those people. And the child who is a yatim is a child who is not yet balig. So they can't earn for themselves also. They are still small. They can't earn for themselves. They haven't got anyone to support them. The father has been taken away. So that is the place where money should be spent. And all this, it is a great ibadah to look for these people also. Not only to give it to some organization that they distribute our money. But the great aspect is to go and look for them. Then this bond will be built. That is, we spend time with our family and we spend money on them also. The orphans also, not just that we send it for some refugees, etc. If it's a reliable agency that's doing the work, well and good. But if we go and look for the orphans and we spend on them, that is a great ibadah. Wal masakin or muhtajoke, and those people who are poor, miskeen, a person who hasn't got money to see to his needs, he can't cover his needs, he is short of money, to look for such people and to spend on such people. And particularly in this, those who are miskeen and who don't show their poverty, they don't go and beg. There are many people who are in deep need, but they don't show it to anyone, they just cover it up. So to find such people, very fortunate are we if we find those people and we spend on those people. Wabni sabil or musafiroke, and to spend on the travelers. The traveler, he might be well off at home, but he's away from his home, he's away from his family and everyone. He is also like a person in need. Any traveler who is in need, though he has got enough money at home, but yeah, he is in need to spend even on the traveler and to see to his comfort. So these are the sources the Quran Sharif has basically explained for our nafal charity. This is where we should spend. First and foremost, our parents, and then the family members, and then the orphans, and then the miskeen, and then the traveler. وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. اور جو کچھ کرو گے تم بھلائی سو وہ بے شک اللہ کو خوب معلوم ہے. And whatever you will do of good, Allah knows it perfectly. Allah knows your intention also. Are you doing it sincerely for the pleasure of Allah? Allah told you to do it. Are you doing it for His pleasure? Or are you doing it for name and fame? You are waiting for favors in return from those people. You want to be known that you are a very charitable person. Are you doing it for that? Are you doing it solely for the pleasure of Allah? If you are doing it for the pleasure of Allah, there is great, great rewards for you. And nobody knows about it, and nobody has to know about it. There is no need for anyone to know. Who has to know about it is Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is fully aware of it. This is one feeling that comes in a person, that people must know all my good work. People must praise me. People must appreciate it. That in itself is not bad, but in the direction must not be wrong. That is, don't do it for people. Do it for acknowledgement, that Allah must acknowledge it, that Allah must accept it. Do it for praise, that Allah must praise, that Allah appreciates and what we are doing. Don't do it for people. How many people are going to know? For how long are they going to praise you and reward you and tell you you're a very good person? And they tell you on your face, behind your back, they'll speak bad about you. You'll do it for Allah forever and ever. Allah appreciates and Allah rewards forever. And you will get the great return. So do everything just for Allah. This is in our desire. We want to be acknowledged. So don't be acknowledged by people. Be acknowledged by Allah Ta'ala. Do everything for Allah Ta'ala. Allah is fully aware. So this is what a person should spend. And he should spend it happily also. When we spend in the path of Allah, and a person is zakat also, all his other money that he spends, he shouldn't feel it like a burden, like it's a tax on him. A tax, a person does not like to pay taxes. So we should not take this as all as a text, but do it as an ibadah to gain closeness to Allah. And with that enjoyment that Allah is accepting my money in His path, we should feel that enjoyment. Then the great, great benefits of it are there, and Allah Ta'ala gives also then much more in return, and the rewards of it by Allah are endless. Permanently those rewards will be there. So in this ayat we have been taught that where we should spend our nafil charity, which is not compulsory upon us, and from that also we learn we should spend, besides the zakat faraz that we have to give, we should spend other money also in the path of Allah, and these are the sources which Allah Ta'ala has shown us. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.